Good morning and welcome to Christ for Us, a Confessional Lutheran broadcast. This is Pastor Rolf Preuss of First Confessional Lutheran Parish, First American Lutheran in Mayville, First Evanger Lutheran Church in Fertile, and Grace Lutheran Church in Crookston. We read today from St. Mark chapter 16, verse 16, these words from Jesus. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. After Jesus rose from the dead, he showed his disciples infallible proof that he was alive. The resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead is documented history. Jesus rose bodily from the dead. For 40 days he appeared to his disciples. He continued to teach them so that they could teach others. He instituted holy baptism. He gave to his church the office of the keys with the authority to forgive the sins of penitent sinners and to retain the sins of the impenitent as long as they do not repent. He opened up the Holy Scriptures to them so that they could understand the teaching of God's Word. Then on the 40th day, Jesus ascended into heaven. He ascended until a cloud hid him from their sight. Then he sat down at the right hand of God the Father. We cannot see him. And because we cannot see him, one might assume that Jesus is not here. But he is here. In fact, Jesus ascended into heaven in order to remain with his church on earth. St. Paul tells us that Jesus ascended into heaven to fill all things. You cannot confine Jesus to this or that geographical location. You cannot find the right hand of God on a map. Jesus ascended into heaven to assume his full authority as the Son of God. For 33 years he had humbled himself. He did not always exercise the power he had. He hid his almighty power under the form of weakness. Even though he was the Almighty God, he chose to suffer as a man. He chose to suffer for us. In suffering and dying for our sins, he would take the burden of guilt off of us. By receiving the punishment for our sins, he would remove that punishment from us. But this would require that he set aside the use of his power. When the devil tempted him to turn stones into bread, he refused to do so. When the crowd mocked him on the cross and taunted him, telling him to come down from the cross, he refused to do so. Jesus deliberately chose not to do what he had the power to do. He chose instead to be the obedient servant of God. He humbled himself all the way to death. And this is how he destroyed the power of death. He rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven. And he assumed all authority in heaven and on earth. He governs all things for the benefit of his holy Christian church. He sits at God's right hand. That means he exercises the same power and authority as God the Father. And he does so as our brother, because he is both true God and true man. He rules over all things. All things are under his authority. There is nothing beyond his power, and whatever needs doing for us, he does without fail. He is equal to the Father in power, glory, and authority. Jesus baptized his Christians. Now, it wasn't his hand that held the water, it wasn't his mouth that spoke the words. But if you've been baptized with a Christian baptism in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, it was Jesus who baptized you. Because when a minister of Christ pours water over our head and calls us by name and joins our name to the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, it is Christ himself who is baptizing us. Now, it looks and feels and acts like simple water. It gets you wet. That's it. No dramatic sign from heaven. No dove flying down, no voice speaking out of a cloud. Just a minister standing at the font, pouring water over your head and saying your name, and then saying, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. But we can't go just by appearances. Baptism isn't just water. It is water that is used by God's command. It is water that is joined to God's word. It is water that washes away sin, delivers from death by joining us to the death and resurrection of Jesus. It gives us victory over the devil. The water of baptism is joined to the blood of Jesus that cleanses us from all sin. And this is how Jesus can say, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved." Now, baptism isn't much to look at. That's why many people despise it. Some say that God doesn't give you anything at all when you are baptized. Some say that baptism is something that we do to show others that we are Christians. And so they turn baptism into a human work. And then they insist that babies should not be baptized because babies can't do anything. And they actually claim that the Bible teaches this. But the Bible teaches no such thing. The Bible teaches that baptism is God's work. Right before giving the authority to baptize to the disciples, Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, you go and teach, you baptize and teach." So to despise baptism is to despise Christ. It is to deny his clear word. Jesus has attached his promise to this sacred sign. And in so doing, the sign gives what it signifies. And that means that baptism not only signifies the washing away of sin, baptism washes away sin. Jesus' blood cleanses us from all sin. And Jesus, even now, as you hear these words I'm speaking to you, is ruling over the whole world for the sake of those whom he has baptized and made into the children of God. The one who controls the weather, who keeps the earth rotating on its axis, who raises up nations and brings them down to destruction, is the one who comes into our life when we are baptized and makes his home in us and assumes authority in our lives. Now, that word authority might sound a little bit threatening. When you think of authority, you probably think of the authority to lay down the law and then punish people for disobeying it. Well, there's no denying the authority of God's law. After all, the Ten Commandments are not 10 suggestions. We don't make our own rules. God is the one who decides what is right and what is wrong, since God is the one who is always right. And when he defines good and evil, his definition stands. That's true. All your life, that's true. The fact that God claims his Christians and we claim him, and that we are joined in union with him in holy baptism, doesn't change the fact that we all have within us a desire to rebel against what God tells us to do. The whole notion of authority strikes our rebellious hearts as an unfair imposition. And while we love the law when it tells our neighbor he's wrong to do what he does against us, we resent that law when it tells us what we have done against our neighbor. So authority is not always the most welcome idea. But Jesus has a greater authority than that of God's law. It is the authority to save. Jesus says, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved." To be saved is to be rescued. You're in trouble. You can't get yourself out of the trouble you're in. Jesus rescues you. He delivers you. He saves you from your trouble. Now, you got yourself into the trouble you're in by your sin against God. You were the one who did it. God didn't do it. You brought God's anger on yourself. You deserve to be destroyed for your sin, but Jesus has the power to save you. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. The tragedy is that most people don't believe that they need to be saved. If you talk about sin, they make light of it. They point to others who are worse than they are. When the law of God accuses them, they make excuses for what they do wrong and refuse to repent. They think that whatever makes them unhappy must be bad, and whatever makes them happy must be good. And so they look to themselves instead of to God to decide what is right and what is wrong. And they don't look for forgiveness because they just don't think they need it. They are fools. They assume that God does not care what they do or say or think, but they're wrong. And so they live as if God doesn't exist. They ignore God's law. They do not confess their sins. They think that by ignoring their guilt, it will go away. They don't believe the gospel. It isn't good news for them. According to Jesus, they will be condemned. They will go to hell. They'll never find peace with God, and they'll suffer God's anger forever. They will not go to hell because God did not love them. He did love them. They will not go to hell because Jesus did not die for them. Jesus did die for them. They will go to hell because they did not believe the gospel. The gospel is the good news that God forgives us all our sins for Christ's sake. Those who do not believe the gospel do not have the forgiveness that God gives us for Christ's sake. As Jesus said, he who does not believe will be condemned. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. Jesus shed his blood for them, and now he pleads for them at God's right hand. He will rescue them from the destruction that he will bring upon this world, and they can rely on what God gives them in holy baptism. It doesn't look like much, but then when Jesus was suffering on the cross for us, he didn't look like much either. People turn their faces away from him. So don't judge your baptism. Don't judge the Savior who has baptized you by appearances. Because he makes us wealthy in holy baptism. He rescues us from every evil, makes us children of heaven. And every day the Christian lives in this world, he lives as a citizen of another country because Jesus has ascended to where his church will be. There is so much in this world that captures our affections. But there's nothing in this world that cannot be destroyed. Only a fool will trust in what can be destroyed. Fires, floods, thieves, rust, a host of other destructive agents can and will destroy everything we have in this life, except the gifts that Christ gives us in holy baptism. The God who loves us and washes us clean of every sin, who joins himself to us, who rescues us from every evil, is also the God who watches as the fire and the flood destroy what we love so very much. There's a place up on the Canadian shore of Gunflint Lake. I have loved that place more than any other place in the world. Nowhere on earth is more of a home to me. 8 years ago, God sent a wind that blew down most of the beautiful pine forest where our cabins were. And then, just a few weeks ago, God sent a fire that burned everything to the ground. Who is this God who sent the windstorm and the drought and the fire? Who is this God who destroyed what we loved so very much? He is the God who baptized me and made me his child, the God who governs the whole world for the sake of his children, the God who loves me more than I could know or express. He gives, he takes away. And you're going to lose those things you love in this life. But what God gives you in holy baptism, no power on earth can ever take away. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. And we thank you for being with us today on Christ for Us, a confessional Lutheran broadcast. Please tune in next Sunday, the same time, the same station, for the next broadcast.